It's crazy to think how much time we're all spending online these days.
Yeah.
I saw this stat, I think it was about people in Britain spending over 4 hours a day on their phones.
Wow.
That's wild. It's basically like a second job just scrolling and tapping. Makes you think, though, what are we all actually looking for in this digital world?
Well, it's interesting, right? You'd think with so much info and connection at our fingertips, we'd be satisfied, but it seems like it's the opposite.
Right.
People are craving real human connection more than ever. Like, more we plug in, the more we yearn for something real and tangible.
And that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
We've been talking about this rising tide of loneliness, and it's shocking considering how connected we all are.
Yeah.
It's almost like we're surrounded by people online, but still feeling totally isolated.
Totally.
In fact, did you see that stat? It said a quarter of adults in the UK say they experience
I
loneliness.
did, yeah. It's a huge number.
And it really makes you think about the limits of online interaction.
Yeah.
Like social media and messaging apps can be good for staying in touch and sharing information,
Definitely.
but they just don't cut it when it comes to replicating face-to-face connection.
Right. Those nonverbal cues, the laughter, the shared moments, those are the things that make us feel like we belong, like we're seen and understood.
Exactly. And I think
Yeah.
that's where communities like you or the media come in, right?
Yeah.
YATM. I think they're onto something here. They're getting that people need real connections. It's not enough to just post stuff online.
Yep.
They're creating actual spaces for people to connect in person.
Exactly. Like those lunch clubs they do.
Oh, yeah. And the creator days, even just those casual meetups they organize. It gives people a chance to connect and build real relationships.
Absolutely. And this is something that I think it was Scott Galloway. He called it people are the new brands. It's happening everywhere, right? From influencers to the way we network for work. People are drawn to realness, to the human stories. It's not about these perfect online personalities anymore.
Right.
It's about connecting with someone on a personal level, not just following their content.
It reminds me of that book, The Brand Called You.
Oh, yeah, by Tom Peters.
Yes, Tom
Yeah.
Peters. He was talking about personal branding way back in 97,
Wow, that was before.
before social media was even really a thing. But it's funny, his message is even more relevant today, showcasing what makes you unique, connecting with people on a human level. Powerful stuff.
Yeah. It seems like genuine connection is actually becoming more valuable than a polished, traditional brand.
And YATM is like a perfect example of this shift in action.
Totally. They haven't tried to build some faceless brand.
No.
They've made a space where it's all about the people.
Exactly.
Their newsletters, events, they act like bridges, right?
Yeah.
Connecting people, making them feel like they have a shared purpose.
It's about trust and engagement, all through real human interaction.
Exactly.
Speaking of connection, I've been thinking about these parasocial relationships.
Oh, interesting.
You know, the ones we form with online personalities.
Yeah.
It's crazy how close you can feel to someone you've never even met. But is that really connection?
That's a good question. It's complicated. I mean, I don't think they replace real-world connections,
Right.
but it shows how much we crave belonging, even if it's just through a screen. But there's this study, I think it was National Geographic, they said people overestimate how intimate these relationships actually are.
Oh, interesting.
You feel like you know these people, but it's not a two-way street. It's not the same as a real-life bond.
It makes you wonder about the role of digital connection then, doesn't it? It can
Yeah.
be a starting point, you know, like following someone, subscribing to a newsletter, connecting on LinkedIn. But it's those offline interactions, the real conversations, the shared experiences, those are what turn digital links into real friendships and collaborations.
Totally. And this shift, prioritizing genuine connection, it changes how we build trust, especially now with all this information overload.
You're right. Our sources talk about how it's not just about finding information anymore.
Right.
It's about finding sources you actually trust, people you can relate to. I read that 75% of consumers bought something based on an influencer's recommendation, and that
Oh.
was just in 2024. That's a lot of trust in someone they've probably never even met.
That speaks volumes. It shows the power of that personal connection.
For sure.
People trust recommendations from someone they feel they know and relate to, even if it's just through a screen. And being authentic, sharing your story, admitting you don't have all the answers,
Right.
that can be way more powerful than trying to act perfect.
That's what we see in YATM, right?
Right.
It's all about that vulnerability, being real.
Yeah.
Our sources talk about their events where people open up, share their experiences, challenges. it creates this feeling of shared humanity. Like we're all in this together. It brings people closer, strengthens the community.
It's like shared vulnerability is the glue that holds it all together.
Exactly.
It's pretty powerful when you think about it. We connect through being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
By realizing we're all in this together, you know?
Yeah, exactly. It's like it challenges this whole thing where we feel like we have to create more content all the time.
Right.
Trying to project this perfect image.
Right.
Maybe sometimes what we really need is just a meaningful connection.
Totally. Like, what if instead of all this content, we just focused on making deeper connections with the people we're already reaching?
Right.
What kind of impact could we have if we focused on quality over quantity?
That's a good point. Like, instead of trying to reach everyone, we send a personal message to one person. Mm-hmm. Or instead of having this super rigid format for an event, we try to make it more meaningful for the people who are already engaged.
Exactly. Sometimes a real conversation or a shared experience is so much more valuable than 100 pieces of, you know, just fleeting content. It's about quality over quantity, connection over content.
And that brings us to community, right? You are the media, YATM. Mm-hmm. It's a great example of how a community can encourage collaboration, make people feel supported to do more together.
Yeah, and the impact goes way beyond just the individual. It creates this ripple effect.
Oh, like how?
Well, we have all these stories of people who went to a YATM event, met someone, and ended up working on a project together or even starting a business.
Really? That's amazing.
Yeah, or in the YATM club, they have the sense check session. People share challenges or ideas, and everyone wants to help each other succeed. It's pretty cool.
I love that. It sounds like a real support system.
It is, and these aren't just, you know, isolated incidents. This is what community can do. When people feel supported, they're more likely to take risks, to be creative, to grow, to really make a difference.
And that's what's so great about it, right? Success isn't just about what you achieve on your own. It's a group effort. Mm-hmm. It's about putting people first. And when you do that, the growth, the impact, the confidence, it all just flows naturally.
It all comes back to that main message. It's not about likes and views. It's about being there for each other, about remembering we're all human.
It's true. In a world where it's easy to feel isolated, those moments of real connection, the shared laughter, it makes you realize you're not alone.
And it reminds us that, you know, search tools are great, but maybe the most important thing to search for is that human connection.
Because it's in those connections, in those shared experiences, that we find meaning and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's something no algorithm can replicate. You know, it's funny. It makes me think about what we were saying about the loneliness epidemic.
Yeah.
It seems so strange that we're more connected than ever, but people feel so lonely.
It is. It's like we're connected, but we don't really belong. We have all these interactions, but they don't really mean anything.
It's like we're starving, but trying to fill up on junk food.
Exactly. So how do we fix it? How do we get from these superficial online interactions to real connections that actually matter?
Good question.
Well, I think it starts with being intentional, making a real effort to have those real-world interactions, putting down our phones, talking to people.
Like joining a club or reconnecting with an old friend.
Exactly. Yeah. Look for ways to collaborate, share experiences, support each other.
So it's not about spending less time online.
Right.
It's about using our time better, both online and offline, using those digital tools to connect with people in ways that actually matter. To build those bridges to real-world interactions, to create that sense of belonging that goes beyond the screen. I think you're right. It makes you rethink what success really means, you know? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not all about the numbers and achievements. Maybe it's about those connections, the relationships, the support we give and receive.
Yeah, absolutely. And that brings us back to this whole thing we've been talking about. People are craving real connection, this loneliness, even though we're constantly online. It shows just how important it is to have real relationships.
It all goes back to that question we started with. What are we actually searching for in this world full of content?
Maybe the answer isn't on Google or social media. Maybe it's right in front of us, in the people we see every day, in a smile, in a community that gets us. You know, the best things in life aren't digital, they're human.
That's such a great point. And it makes me think, what can we do? How can we be more intentional about making those real-world connections? I mean, we talked about YATM, but what other advice would you give to someone who's feeling lost, who wants to find their people?
It can be as simple as putting down your phone and looking around. Start a conversation. Reconnect with someone you haven't talked to in a while. Join a club, anything that interests you. Look for ways to work together, share experiences, help each other out.
So it's not just about consuming less. It's about creating more connections. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to be yourself. Don't worry about being perfect online. Show your real self, flaws and all. When you do that, it gives other people permission to do the same, and that's how real connection starts.
It's like that vulnerability becomes this bridge that connects us in a way that no perfectly curated post ever could.
That's it. Those real, authentic moments are where the strongest bonds are formed.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I think it's important to remember that even in this digital age, connection is key.
It's about being present, being intentional, and recognizing that the greatest pursuit might not be success in the traditional sense, but finding each other, building those bridges of understanding, and making sure everyone feels seen, heard, and valued.
Maybe instead of searching for answers online,
yeah,
we should be searching for each other.
The most powerful search engine isn't Google, it's your own heart. And the most valuable content isn't online, it's a life filled with connection and love.